they're channeling the Chinese communists for leadership when it comes to the national movement. They didn't ever think that they challenged them before, but not very seriously. And ever since October, when we tried to kill them, we promoted and drew this offensive of weapons, prisoners, and had a beast, depending on the being said, help, what you're just a friend. And I said to them, even personally, and they've been off balance, and I didn't know which way they were going to go. They were going to be more aggressive with us, or whether they were going to go about it, they were going to go about it. They go all out in the wild of the political protection from the nuclear war. And communist China is dangerous. Now, they're going to, I think, you're sending me there with a signal to them that you want an agreement. I've been tough with them all through the period, but they know, I don't know why they associate with those, but anyway, I think that's their signal, and I think I have an easier time to close it. But you call it attention, we have a lot of arguments. I mean, if we don't pay attention to what he said is his next meeting, it's non-aggression. I don't know what he wants, I've got some hunches to what he wants. But if we don't pay attention to it, and we don't attempt to get our NATO partners to continue discussions, I think that'll end. Go back to where we were before, and have to find some other route of dealing with it. I don't see how to rush at it. Hurry about the station. We have to wait till half an hour draws. But he's got something in mind. Just because he has it in mind for his own good, there's any reason why we can't work it around to our own usefulness. I told him that I don't really see about doing this. If attack on the status quo in Berlin and attack on access to Berlin, which is considered a threat, it's probably for this small city. But Kubica and Khrushchev reacted vigorously against that. But I think they want stability, and my guess is they want some stability in East Germany. I think they're afraid of a recurrence of 1953. Ulbricht is the last of the Stalin discoveries. All these other countries, even the next reports, are following on with our followers. Chudinsky has just come back from Ulbricht. He's been our Democratic Party. Yeah, Eastern European fellow, he comes back, says the change in Hungary is amazing. And they're letting out the freedom fighters, and the Shanghai's coming in and so forth. The Maltra, I'm beginning that we have a far looser situation in Eastern Europe than I thought was conceivable this time. The bond was between Moscow and Eastern Europe. And I'm trying to believe today that instead of keeping Eastern Europe in the tin, well, the more stability there is, the more chance there is of great freedom. Now, I think they're just as much interested as Khrushchev is not to have a recurrence of 1953. God knows what the Germans, the West Germans, are doing. God knows who could stop them from going in if they want to leave. I think Khrushchev thinks that that might lead to a major disaster, and I think he'd have the same interest as he has in that. Well, I'm not suggesting that we throw overboard the Germans. I fully recognize the importance they are to us. But I don't see the reason why we should assume that whenever we talk to Russians that what they do is against our interests. I think we'll explore it. Now, with the, I've got to be perfectly blunt about this, and I hope you need to understand it. As the EUR is set up, back kids me because I called Assistant Secretary of Europe, NATO, but you have to get across things with the left. But EUR needs a map of the United States. You know? They need to think about the United States. They can figure what Germany wants, France wants. The whole of Europe wants to see greater stability, except for Germany, the extreme Germans, even they have the branch. His speech on the 15th of July, suppose you see what he's underlined at the order we all recognize that there's been a unification of Germany for a long time. We don't have any more intercourse with it. I think the long ones are very interesting. But if we are to do anything in this field, something like Tom A or something has got to be picked to carry it on, and or else nothing will happen. I think nothing happens in this field, that closes the door to one situation. I'm running the risk of the virtues of the world. Very beautiful. He was going to tell me some more about the things he wanted to do in the weapons field. Kamiko whispered into the air, and there was no secretary. He came out with NAP, known as Russian, as he actually would do. It didn't fit in the last sentence that he said at all. That is definitely a critical decision. They make these decisions slowly, and when they make them, they stick. And he's been on this, you know, since the announcement the 2nd of July, and I think he'll play it. Well, I'm not at all suggesting that we do anything that said our Russians in the tournament, or do anything that we are suggesting that we don't explore. Given the feeling we're ready to explore. Well, yeah, he has some tough negotiations with the French and the Germans. I would suggest that it would be skillful negotiations, but I think we'll find that other European countries are not much afraid of doing it. They want some tranquility in the middle of the world.
But the your argument that his interest, which is to have stability in the Empire. Our interest also.
Well, I don't think you can call it an empire anymore. I think they're loosening the bonds. You see, there are two ways we can go. One is to keep our barbed wire as much as possible. That was the liberation policy, which I debated in 52, which then I think on these conscious endeavors. Gallant men, captain, and one thing. Now, a third of those refugees, who those KPs came out, settled in Europe, and I spoke, some hundreds of them, every single one of them told me that they had come to help. Tragic. And if we have some plan to achieve, because they achieved the liberation of Europe, I'd be first to go for it. But as the bonds are beginning to loosen more and more, details are accepted. Romania's had some trouble. Hungary is getting to be very free. The Western places is extremely. But it seems logical that you should be concerned about it. Overrank is really the last of the stars. I don't think they dare take him out because they're afraid that if they do take him out, then we'll have another uprising such as they have in the country.
Now, what about the Germans and the French? Of course, the De Gaulle will attempt to always attack us.
Well, he's gone further than anybody. He's announced, you know, he's accepted the organizing line. He's playing this thing in his own way. I don't know how he'll go with it. All I want to do is to create the impression in Moscow. If I was after when he goes there, that you're taking this thing seriously. And we're working with our allies, we're consulting with them, we're trying to get them to agree to carry on discussions. Possibly we'll have some discussions of our own. Some agreement with the. Now, there is a bait that we can offer the Germans, which Carl is on, and I think he's right, and that is if you can tie this non-aggression to some sort of big stability in West Germany, I don't see any value in it, unless there is some big stability in West Germany.
West Berlin.
Huh? West Berlin. I'm not suggesting anything except that we take it seriously and we don't. Throw it overboard. If it's allowed to take its course, as it's the way things are, the pressures from our bureau and that is all able men. I'm not asking, I'm not suggesting they're not, but that the pressure of Germany and France on this would mean to drop the whole thing, and That would probably be the sit back of a pre-test ban period, I would say. Sure.
What would happen then? What is your judgment about that?
I don't know what route Khrushchev would go.
You'd really, in the practice of that, have just as much relaxation in Eastern Europe because nobody's going to do anything. I mean, you might not have a non-aggression pact, but there would be audible noise, but people don't really have the pressure on the East.
I'm not saying that we ought to sign a non-aggression pact. I'm saying we ought to take this thing seriously and have discussions in good faith and see whether we can arrive at a decision. If he refuses to do practical things about the committee, absolutely necessary. West Berlin and access to it, but then...
You wouldn't sign it back if you didn't have it?
No, I've written it.
What about if the French won't sign it, this non-aggression pact, but do you think we could work out a formula?
And I think it has to be a pact.
No,
I think actually there's going to be an exchange of declarations, and this is suggested we've had some conferences before the Germans began to get all worked out about the East German accession problem. Declarations with the U.S. on one side and the USSR on the other. There's a sense in which General de Gaulle has, in fact, gone that far by saying he has an obligation for an aggression pact because France has now declared that France will not engage in aggression.
These are two things. Right. Mr. Flyer.
Here, I can charge more. Have so reposition both sent from you to any measure which you call one bid in respect of that.
But they don't like it when they're in a state job.
Yeah. We don't get mad, like, sometimes a man is pointing, he, I hope, am I signing you up to give the full weight of your experience and,
in the department, Mr. Wyatt, it might be a bit interesting, in fact, and I know that in our opinion, was the crocodile can take a leg off, he
gets to my desk, and I just think I want to give him to show him that, but you know, a lot of other things you want to be taking this seriously, and that I have asked you personally to tell me. Otherwise, I think that doesn't help break his punch truck. He goes over that thing every day, and I get a bunch of kisses with a rubber ball, with that ball. Yeah, real Korean strike tied to the China policy. Both in